Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in the state of Georgia, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the next presidential election? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably.
Yeah.
50-50?
Yeah. No, 100% to vote.
Okay. And, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me in what year were you born, just a year?
I don't want to answer that.
That's okay, sir. Let me see if I can move forward. Okay. Thank you. Allow me just a moment. Okay, great. And you say for the elections in November for Congress and other offices and president, you almost turned to vote, right? 100%?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? The one thing that you worry with the most? What would be the one?
I think just inflation.
Inflation. Yeah, thank you, sir. Allow me just a moment. Let me just write that down real quick. Okay. Now, moving right along. Sir, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Oh, no, I voted for a Democrat Joe Biden.
Ms. Biden. Okay, thank you. Now, in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of how you plan to vote for. Can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, what number?
100.
And Donald Trump, what number?
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. And, sir, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Much more, yeah. Or somewhat more?
Yeah, way more.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree or neither?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same questions and options.
Oh, yeah. Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Same questions and options.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rate. Agree, disagree, strongly, so what?
I'm going to say agree.
Okay, strongly or so what?
Somewhat.
Okay, and sir, I'm going to read you real quick at least statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the President Biden should take action to protect them? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, I strongly disagree, or neither?
Oh, strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. And, sir, now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same questions and options.
Yes, yeah, strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Same questions and options.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Same questions and options.
I strongly agree.
Okay, so can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election? Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you to support him much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Oh, much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions, same options.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Much more likely to support him or somewhat
yeah,
more,
much more likely?
Much more likely.
Much
okay.
More likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
I'll support him much more.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions, same options.
Yeah, strong support.
Much more likely to support him? Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat more? Much less,
much more.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom that live in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same question, same options.
Much more.
Much more. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, much less?
Much more.
Okay. Sir, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? And these are things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Will that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
You said they're looking to get rid of the internment camps?
No, let me read it again. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Will that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Yeah, it makes me more concerned because if they're getting rid of those camps, like I'm worried, like what are they going to do with the migrants? Are they going to send them to... you know, to prisons where they'll be mixed in with, like, other, like, with actual, like, with criminals, you know, instead of people trying to seek asylum.
Right, they're trying to keep them, you know, near the border. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what they're trying to do. Will that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
It would make me concerned just as far as, like, worrying about their safety and, like, what would happen if they're not in those camps. Although the camps aren't as great or good conditions, I'm just worried as to, you know, like, what's going to happen. Like, are they going to just be left out in the cold or hot weather? Like in the desert, depending on like where they're trying to cross from to as well.
Understood. So should I record your answer as very concerned so we can move forward?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
very
you.
Concerned.
Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Will that make you very concerned? So what? A little, not at all concerned.
It makes me somewhat concerned because, I mean, I still do believe that we need border security to, you know, help prevent
Understood.
Any other items. Yeah.
Understood.
But specifically not with immigration. I would just be more worried that they'd be making it a bigger problem and inadvertently affecting the wrong people.
No, I understand. Now, sir, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Will that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
A little concerned. I understand it's a long process, though, and it can't happen overnight. So, I mean, yeah, just a little concerned.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver it once they have won. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
Somewhat.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Same question, same options.
Extremely worried.
Very concerned. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, very concerned.
Now, sir, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden said we must create an early and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Oh, Joe Biden's.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you, sir. After hearing more, some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
Mr. Biden. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, a co-worker. Yes, a family member. Yes, a friend. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, but I prefer not to specify or no.
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Thank you, sir. Now, so we can finish this up. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Fox News Channel or website, OAN, TikTok, Facebook, Univision, Telemundo, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, YouTube, WhatsApp, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites?
Yeah, I use other websites, news websites.
Thank you. Okay, and finally, I will ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose. From which country or territory does your family trace the heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Mexico and Central America.
Thank you, sir. And now, were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mainland U.S.
Okay. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Equally, okay. And, sir, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you. And do you consider, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
A strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I want to say liberal.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, vocational, technical school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, four-year college, or graduate school or advanced degree?
Four-year college, bachelor's degree.
Thank you, sir. And so what is your religion, if any?
I don't really have a specific one.
Okay. Let me write it down real quick. Okay. And sir, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And now moving right along. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Yeah, it's Jonathan.
Jonathan, thank you very much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. We can note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or no?
No, I'm sorry. I have time, but not too much time.
No, I understand, Jonathan. Thank you again, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.